Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producers and engineers, Aaron Zommers and Jeff Perry. It is Friday, June 9th, 2023. A busy day on tap across Wisconsin, across the nation, and around the world. Welcome into a TGIF, a Friday edition. Gentlemen, just a little bit of a busy news day here.
A little bit. There are a couple things happening.
Just a couple. We will cover it all. Mr. Perry, I love the Brewers t-shirt you have on today, by the way.
Thank you.
And big news. Here's the headline. We're giving away four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game tonight. They are playing the Oakland Athletics, and nothing I enjoy more than being an Athletic supporter. No, I'm just a Brewers supporter, as a matter of fact. If you want to go see the Brewers tonight, we have four hot tickets for you. We will give them away just a little bit later on in the hour. The game time is 7:10, so you got to be able basically kind of be in the Milwaukee area or be able to head out to Milwaukee pretty soon. But stay tuned. We will give those tickets away for you at the bottom of the hour, just before we bring on Brady Ewing this morning. Four tickets to tonight's Brewers game in this hour. Speaking of our guests, coming up at 1:15, we will talk to our fellow Richland Center, Wisconsin native, Joe Garden, who joins us to talk about his time at The Onion. Yes, the world-famous Onion. Being a writer, also his thoughts on the Writers Guild of America strike, and what he's up to now. We're going to talk to Joe about Joe's junk. We'll explain coming up here a quarter after. Then at 1:30, three-time Big Ten champion and Badger football and NFL alum Brady Ewing, also an RC native. Something in the water out there, right? He'll be in for our bi-weekly visit with Brady. We'll discuss Badger football being named the top academic team in terms of football in America. Also, our national champion Badger women's hockey team. Luke Mathers talked about this in the news. Almost missed their chance to go to the White House. Almost. We'll discuss. And then coming up in hour number two, a special edition of the Todd Albaugh Show, the Trump criminal indictment. Joining us will be Trigvi Olson, Wisconsin native and former state and national Republican strategist, now senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Also, Matt Flynn, our civic media colleague and attorney, former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party and host of Matt Flynn Direct. Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll and professor emeritus at UW-Madison. And we'll start hour two with another civic media colleague, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News and former Democratic of Wisconsin state senator, as he makes his way to the state Democratic convention in Green Bay. Also, late breaking word now that the documents, the charges against former President Trump have been unsealed moments ago, breaking news. We are going to do our best to carry some special reporting at the top of hour number two when the special counsel, it's reported, that the special counsel is going to make public statements. We are monitoring the wires and the news services. We'll break into coverage at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock before we begin our special coverage, or I guess go into the special coverage of the Trump federal indictment case as it has been now unsealed. So all that coming up in hour number two, the special coverage of the Trump indictment will continue in the 3 o'clock hour with Matt Flynn direct. The entire hour, Matt Flynn direct live from the Waukesha studios. So a big day on tap here. And as a matter of fact, guys, it's going to be so big. Maybe we should just give away the Brewer tickets now, huh? Get that out of the way.
Might be a good idea.
Want to do that? All right. Here we go. One of the Milwaukee Brewers, one of the rookies, had two big hits last night, right? And also a catch. Who is the big star of the game last night for the Milwaukee Brewers? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you give us the star player of last night's game, he's a rookie. He talked about getting a new haircut, a mullet do, for his curly gold locks. 844-967-2789. Give us the answer, Mr. Perry.
Do you mean Wednesday night's game?
Oh, did I say last night's?
Yeah.
No, yes, I meant Wednesday night's game. Okay. Sorry. There was no game last night. Give us the name of any Milwaukee Brewer in that case. No, who is the star of Wednesday night's game? I should have asked my resident Brewer fan wearing the Brewer shirt here.
Is it Jim Gantner?
No, Rob Wheat, it is not Jim Gantner. Thank you very much. Who is the star? Initials are JW. Who is the star Milwaukee player on Wednesday night for the Brewers? Great game. 844-967-2789. And give us a call. We have four tickets to tonight's Brewers game against the Oakland Athletics. Game time is 7:10. Remember, these are not cheap seats. It's in the club level. You have your own kind of concessions area for just the club level folks. Bathrooms right outside the door, easy enough to get to. And a great view from the third baseline into the Brewers dugout. You can see the scoreboard, the entire thing. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Who was the star of Wednesday night's Brewers game? If you have the correct answer, you'll get four tickets. People calling in now. Apparently a U.S. Cellular caller, as I see there. We'll see. We're waiting nervously. We'll figure it out. Well, we'll come back, maybe. We'll come back. We'll do this break, then come back and see if we have a winner on the line. But keep calling, just in case this person is incorrect. 844-967-2789. Brewers tickets. Joe's Junk, Brady Ewing, sports, and the Trump indictment. A huge show. Stay with us at the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, also streaming live on Facebook, on Twitter, on Stitcher. Stitcher, I barely knew her. But also, we have it on the new Facebook, or on the new Civic Media app as well. Have a brand new app. If you go to the App Store, either in Apple or Android, type in Civic C-I-C-I, or C-I-V-I-C. Try that again, Todd. Spelling never one of my great suits, being a dyslexic person. C-I-V-I-C, it is Civic Media. Put that in. It's free, less than a minute to download. I think it took 20 seconds last night when I downloaded the upgrade to it. Beautiful new upgrade on the Civic Media app. You can listen to this show and so many other great programs across the Civic Media Radio Network, wherever you want to take us. Giving away four tickets, or trying to, for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight as they take on the Oakland Athletics at 7:10. Question, who is the star of the Brewers' win on Wednesday at AmFam Field? Go to the phones. Beautiful Juneau County up in Mauston. Tim, thanks for listening in. What say you, sir? Who is the big star on Wednesday?
Hey, I'm going with Joey Weimer.
You got it. Joey Weimer, with his brand new haircut. Congratulations. What are you listening to? Are you listening to us over the air or on the app?
Over the air.
Nice. What station you got us on?
I don't know.
Probably Rapids, maybe? Wisconsin Rapids up there in Boston?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm on the road, and I'm a button pusher. I just I found a station that came in clear and started listening, and then you wanted to give me some tickets. So
well, that's
here I am.
That's fantastic. We appreciate you listening to us on WFHR. That's 1320 AM and 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids. Can you go to the game tonight, Tim, in Milwaukee?
I think I can. I get back home here and turn around and throw my Brewer shirt on and grab my wife and head that way.
Well, absolutely. Try to grab a couple of friends. Can you use four tickets, do you think?
Absolutely.
All right, well, stay on the line. Mr. Zomers will take your email, your phone number, and your full name, and Mr. Zomers will take you on, all right? Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate you listening to us in Mauston, up there in Juneau County. How about that? not too far from the RC, north of the RC there a little bit. So listening to us on one of our new stations, well, new to our program, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM. See, drive around. If you drive around and keep changing stations, you're bound to run into one of the civic media stations across the network. So we have our friend Joe Garden, who is going to be standing by here soon, had to download the program, Jeff, had to update the program. That happened to me. I was on Pat Kreitlow's show this morning, and they use StreamYard. And I had to go to, because I have a MacBook Pro, and so I had to go from Safari and I had to get on Chrome. So my problem was I tried Copper first, and no, I was supposed to be on Chrome, so I don't know. congratulations to Tim. He is going to the Milwaukee Brewers game tonight with his partner and a couple of friends or whoever he's going to take. I've got three other people and Tim from Boston going down to the Milwaukee Brewers game tonight, and we appreciate him listening to us on WFHR up there in Wisconsin Rapids. Be listening across the Civic Media Network all season long as we'll be giving tickets away. You can hear the Milwaukee Brewers over the air with Bob Uecker on the call for all those home games. You can listen to Jeff and I's home station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. Or if you're on the eastern part of the state, you can catch the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, the Big 1100, from Sun Prairie to Shawano and every place in between in the Fox Valley around Oshkosh and Richland Center, the two big stations for Milwaukee Brewers all season long, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I believe we're going to try to zoom in now by the magic of television and radio and that thing called the internet, thanks to Al Gore. It's our friend Joe Garden. Joe joining us live from New York. It's Saturday night. No, it's Joe Garden, actually.
Good. Holy moly. I was afraid I was time traveling here. I was a day ahead of time. Good Lord. Well, Todd, it's good to be here. As usual, thanks for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you back, Joe. Anytime. Anytime. And, of course, our old friend and colleague, Jeff Perry from the RC, joining us as well as one of our producers and engineers here. So, you know, it's like an RC reunion, quite frankly.
When I heard about we were talking about Joe's junk, I thought, well, this is a family show. How are we going to do that?
It's the new show after dark. We'll be playing this after hours. Well, Joe and Jeff and I all went to school in Richland Center, as our executive producer, Chris Pauls, did as well. Somebody was telling me, asking me the other day, they said, what's going on out there in Richland Center? And I said, I don't know. It's just like the creative juices place. I don't know what went on. But Joe, we've kind of kept in touch tangentially over the years. Last time I saw you, I think you were visiting and you stopped by the Capitol several years ago, and I was still working there. So it was great to see you.
It was good. It's been too long. So
it has.
Let's not make it such a long time in the future.
Well, I think, you know, with your permission, we're going to be checking in with you here on a more regular basis on the show, because you offer a unique perspective of life. For those that might not know you from the RC, we go all across the state of Wisconsin. You grew up here in Richland Center, and then you spent a lot of years at The Onion. You're a writer. You're an author. Tell folks a little bit about your career, Joe.
Well, I started out at The Onion back in 1993. I worked there until 2012. Mm. While I was there, I co-authored three books with another Richland Center native, Chris Pauls, and three other people under the name Action 5. One was a cat book, one was a dog book, and one was a vampire book, as you know, which all makes sense when you think about it. I decided that my real calling was not so much to write comedy. My real calling was to find and sell garbage that people wanted, and so that's what I've been doing for the last several years.
As most authors do at some point, just, you know, I'm gonna just buy and sell garbage.
Oh yeah, I mean this time it's actual physical garbage and not just word garbage. So
now come on, you're very modest. You were very successful at The Onion for a number of years, and it had a great influence on both the paper edition and the online edition. What state do you believe The Onion is in now? It's still in existence, still going on.
Yeah, it's in Illinois. It's in unfortunately they kept on t- they they were talking about, we're going to bring it back to the Midwest. And it's like, you know, yeah, you can bring it back to the Midwest, but Illinois is technically in the Midwest, but it's not the same. Right. It's definitely not Wisconsin. It's in Chicago. My friend Chad is Chad Knackers, who's an Appleton native, is still at the helm. So we're still in touch, and I'm still in touch with some people there. And, you know, I miss it, but it's, I don't miss it. Like, I always felt like a bit of an imposter, and, you know, selling garbage, I feel a lot less like an imposter. I feel like I'm very qualified to do that.
Before we get to the junk, I want to get one serious take from you. Are you, or have you ever been part of the Writers Guild of America?
I am not. I have so many friends that are, though. My thoughts are this. The guild, I'm a big union supporter in general. Mm-hmm. And with the streaming landscape being what it is, the writers aren't getting their fair share. They're getting, you know, it's really funny because, like, the business, the executives, the business, the people in charge are always thinking that that writers can be replaced by AI. They think that everybody can be replaced by AI except for them. They think that what they're doing is so fundamental to the success of any given entity, whether it be a television show, a UPS, a major shipping chain, whatever. They think that they can't be replaced. And the fact is, they just, like, the, you know, people can bully, you know, the crap floats to the top, as they say, and they can be replaced, but they have managed to keep themselves from doing so. I support the writers. I support the strike, and I'm definitely, a lot of friends are out there picketing right now. So
how long do you think this goes on? Just your gut for people that you know. I mean, is this, I've heard, well, how long do you think it might last?
I've heard a long time. I've heard that there's, like, that the management is really reluctant to settle, and the guild is also really reluctant to settle. So the guild wants to settle, but, you know, they just, I think the last time this happened, there was just a massive TV or a massive reality TV push, and I think that they're going to try that again, but unfortunately, you know, reality TV only goes so far and gives us horrible presidents. So right. I'm exactly. against it. We don't need a real housewife as a president. Or a duck, or one of those ducks.
Well, you know what? I mean, given the choice of the Republican side, a Real Housewife, maybe an upgrade, Joe. Maybe an upgrade. So what's popping out there in New York? What do you got? What's Joe's junk all about? What do you got for sale?
All right. Here's the thing. You got to act fast on this because there's only a finite number of them. Thumbtacks. You got to. Okay. Everybody needs thumbtacks, right?
Right.
So as luck would have it, I happen to have up right now. It's Amtac is the brand name. It's a lot of 5 packs of thumbtacks. All I have is white left. I used to have a myriad colors, but now all I have is white. And not only that, but each pack comes with, you know, if you mail it in 1982, it comes with a free pack of pantyhose. So I can't recommend that enough. That is the bargain of the century. Yes.
And are they like the ones that came, like, in the egg package back in the day, like the little leggings or those were? Remember those?
Yeah, I do. The legs. L-E-G-G-S. That was I don't know what kind of pantyhose they actually are, but I know the thumbtacks are high quality. I recommend the thumbtacks.
All right.
And if you do manage to get a time machine and can send it back in, I want to know what the pantyhose are like. And then the other stuff, I know we got a limited amount of time, so I'll just go right to the big item. This is a little something for the den. Everybody should have it. It's sort of a combo pack. It's the romance, the Harlequin romance novel from the Harlequin Temptation series. It's called First Things First by Barbara Delinsky. Right. And not only do you get a copy of this page turner, you get the original artwork that is adorning on this. It's a beautiful. The artwork is done by Franco Acornero. And it's a woman wearing sort of a scoop neck fiesta dress, being sort of cuddled, sort of held gently by a mustachioed man. But wait, in the foreground, there's a sinister black and white photo of a man that's obviously a spy.
Oh.
What could it be? I have a book, so it's up to you to buy it and tell me.
It reminds me of strolling slowly by the Harlequin romance novels of Ben Franklin back in the day. So you just kind of look at them as you walk by. Now, can people buy these things online, or do they have to travel to New York, Joe?
They can buy them online. They you can look up my store on as Vote. I sell as Vote Joe. This was right before the 2020 election, so it's not politically affiliated. It's just meant to promote me personally.
Vote Joe. All right. Very good.
So just look for Vote Joe, and if you're looking for that specifically, you can look up on eBay. You can just look up. The title is Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O.
All right, gotta go, Joe.
A-C-T-O-R.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on a very busy day. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour after the network news, we will have a special report on the Trump federal indictment. Going to be waiting to hear from the special counsel. Reports are the special counsel will be making statements around the top of the hour. We are going to try to bring that to you live. And then a full hour of a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, the Trump criminal indictment. Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, Matt Flynn, an attorney, host of Matt Flynn Direct here on Civic Media, Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll and professor emeritus at UW-Madison, and also our very own Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, all joining us in hour number two. We will break down the new unsealed documents, and some of it is astounding in terms of where those documents were kept and the lack of security and what those secrets were. It appears that some of them being nuclear secrets being kept at the Mar-a-Lago Hotel. We'll break it all down for you on a special report coming up at 2 o'clock. Right now, though, going to have a special report in terms of sports. Our bi-weekly guest, he is another Richland Center native. Our neighbor, just down the road, as a matter of fact, Brady Ewing from Richland Center. Great guy, known him a long time, and he is an alum of UW-Madison. He is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, former captain of the Badger football team, and then spent 3 years in the league, as they say, the NFL, the National Football League, for Atlanta and Jacksonville. He joins us every other Friday. Brady, we're now across the state of Wisconsin. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here. I hope the first week has went well through, I think it's the first week of the transition, maybe second. And super excited to continue to be a part of this with you.
So we're excited to have you along. For those that might not be familiar with you, tell folks a little bit about yourself growing up in Richland Center and then your time at Wisconsin.
Sure. Yeah. Grew up in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Like you said, always watched and dreamed of being a Badger. And, from a sports perspective and an academic perspective, and had the chance to walk on with the football team after a successful team and individual athletic career. I had the chance to walk on with the football team and be a part of some awesome teams. Come in as a walk-on running back, end up moving to fullback, earning a scholarship, being a part of some great teams, three-time Big Ten champion, participated in a couple Rose Bowls. And then had the chance to go on and be drafted and go to the combine and do all that fun stuff. And through an injury-riddled 3 years in the NFL, enjoyed some time with Atlanta and for 2 years in Jacksonville for 1 year. So incredibly grateful for my football journey and the people that it in the relationships that helped me build, the life lessons I've learned, the experiences I've had. And this has been a really cool opportunity since we started this to share some of that and provide a different perspective from behind the scenes, per se, on some of the sports news that we all see going on in today's world and how I've lived it a little bit in the past.
And it's true. Brady and I's parents live about a house apart back at Richland Center. So I've watched Brady grow up. And one of the cool things about you, Brady, is you're the same dude now that you were back in high school. Just humble, a great guy, a great story. I mean, I think it epitomizes, you know, you and Jim Leonard both come from smaller towns in Wisconsin. You're both walk-ons. You both excelled at your time in Wisconsin and both went on to the NFL. And I think that that walk-on mentality, whatever sport it is, I think that's who the fans love. A pure Wisconsin dude or woman who, you know, works really hard, earns that scholarship. Those are the people you want to root for. And you played with some of the biggest names in recent history at Wisconsin. You know, guys like Monty Ball, J.J. Watt, Russell Wilson. I mean, you know these people. You've been in the locker room with them.
Yeah, and what's been cool for my history there, sometimes, honestly, I don't feel like I belong. And you kind of look at those folks and become a fanboy, per se. And, you know, you walk into the locker room wide-eyed. But what's really cool is, you know, 95, maybe more percent of those guys that we all see on TV and that we all know and, you know, kids look up to, is most of the time they're just normal human beings that have been gifted, you know, with incredible talents and have worked incredibly hard and have owned dreams and goals themselves. And so it's pretty cool to pull that veil back for me and be able to have relationships and learn from those folks too that I've been so honored to be on the journey with throughout my ride. But appreciate the kind words too in regards to not changing. I think Richland Center specifically was so instrumental in my life and instilling those types of values along with my family and others along the way. So thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, you're one of the coolest families I know, and your parents are super cool, and they're always gracious and kind. Whenever I'm back home in Richland Center working in mom's yard or whatever the chance I get to see them, I always enjoy it. Brady, give us some insight, because this week, the Wisconsin Badgers, right here, our own very Badgers, were named the top academic team in the United States of America in college football, i.e., the smartest people around. I mean, they got the best academic scores of any team. I don't think Wisconsin football has ever achieved that before. I know that you know former coach Paul Crist and coach Leonard very, very well. After your playing days, you came back and spent a season on the staff there. You know these guys really well. And, you know, as excited as I am and others are for Coach Fickell and the new era, I think this is a great just – one last, if it maybe perhaps last, but one further indication of what a job Paul Crist and Jim Leonard did, because they're the ones that got last year's team to this academic success.
That's exactly right. When I saw that, I was first incredibly proud to be an alum and alum of that program and that university. I think that's a big deal. And to be able to do what that program has done so long, you know, we have incredibly high standards, and although there was a slight dip in, you know, I guess perceived execution on those standards, you know, we have higher academic standards in conjunction with our athletic success than most anybody in the country. So to see the product that's consistently been put out with those academic standards and doing it at a high level with good athletes, just incredibly proud to see that. And it's not easy as a student athlete by any means.
And think about this for a second, Brady. I know you don't, but I hope our listeners will think for a second. With all the turmoil, I don't think that people, and I've never been on a pro team or anything, but I think that, you know, with all the turmoil internally, losing your head coach midway through the season, not knowing whether your interim head coach will be there, and then finding out before the bowl game that he will not be there next year, all that internal and emotional turmoil, and still the Wisconsin Badger players were able to stay focused enough to put an honorable product on the field and an even more honorable product in the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt that foundation was laid by Chris and Jim Leonard and the entire support staff. You know, I think that direction from a head coach and the leaders is incredibly important. But I think it speaks to the support system that UW has set up to support their student athletes too. And it's not the cliche of people think you have work people doing work for you, but it's support to hold you accountable to make sure you're getting your assignments done, to getting, you know, keeping up with your rubrics, you know, tutoring support services when and where needed. And so I think it speaks to that as well. But yes, through all that adversity, the kids clearly were bought into that, and it was important to them, and the foundation was there to help support it.
So take us through, Brady, as a four-year player there at Wisconsin in the D1 level. I think a lot of times, particularly football, with all due respect, I think a lot of times people think, well, you know, some of these guys are, you know, it's like, you know, basket weaving and addition and subtraction for everyday life. I mean, that's the stereotype, right? But I mean, you look at the majors of some of these players, and it ain't that. And so to walk us through, Brady, as a D1 athlete, what goes into keeping those academics up, particularly traveling and practicing and everything else?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the safeguards are there initially to help student athletes. They basically have to prove themselves that they can handle their business and be accountable to things. So, you know, that initial first year, a big transition for football, but let alone academically, depending on where you came from, you know, what your high school background was, your AP class schedule, all of that stuff. You know, you're going from a classroom, for me, for Richland Center, maybe 15, 20 people per class to, you know, hundreds. And balancing that with the social changes, with the, you know, being in college, the athletic changes of, you know, trying to adapt to your film schedules, your weightlifting schedules, the travel schedules, getting your teachers to sign off on the fact that you're going to be, you know, traveling to an away game and miss some classes. Some teachers aren't too keen on that. So you just navigating that environment, making sure you're keeping up on your work. You know, you go from a high school environment where you have many assignments throughout the year where your scores are being tracked and you have transparency there, where maybe you only have 2 to 3, 4 exams a year that are hinging on your grade. So,
Brady,
holding yourself accountable to doing the work along the way to get there.
So do you have an academic advisor, or are there several on the team? In other words, as a player, do you have a person outside of your physical athletic staff? Is there an academic person that you're responsible to check into, or is all that on you as a player yourself?
Nope, that you're exactly right. And that's where I, you know, when you talk about the support system is, you know, at least initially your freshman year, you have an academic advisor that you're checking in with, that you're reviewing what the expectations of the rubrics and the syllabuses are, and basically getting you the support if needed to execute on that. And in addition to there, you have something called study table, which is a glorified study hall for, you know, a specific team. And what that does is just gives you set aside time that they're basically setting aside for you to help you get done with your homework and interacting with your academic advisor. For me personally, I was able to, after my first year, transition out of that because I had proven that I could, you know, handle the rigors of it and had delivered on what the expectations were, you know, where some other guys will have that type of support and guidance throughout their career. No one better than the other. It's just, you know, it's everybody is wired a little different that way. And it's a journey.
When you go on an away game, let's say you go to Ohio State or wherever, and you're gone for whatever, usually 3 days, is it? Kind of more or less on the road. Is there like
traveling the day before.
Is there an academic advisor or a tutor or people that travel with the team to help with academics? Or when you're on the road, is that completely on the player?
Typically for football, from what I saw, it was primarily on the player. Typically, we would be, unless it was a bowl game, those were a little bit different. Mm. Or say you're going to Hawaii for kind of a special mid-season game.
Right.
Typically, you'd be traveling and leaving early on a Friday and, you know, getting back late Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. So typically, the advisors and things wouldn't travel with the team to support them while they're there. Sometimes they would travel just to be there as a resource if needed. Mm. But I see in other sports where they do longer road trips and more midweek stuff.
Right.
I think that was more of a common practice just to have that support on the road and through a bit longer season.
But for
bowl games or trips like that, that would be a more of a special situation where I think they would more often than not.
About a minute before our first break here, Brady, but keeping academic standards up, it's no joke. If you don't have a certain grade point, you're not playing, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's hard enough at a school like Wisconsin with, you know, high standards, high competition, get in and to have success, let alone throwing in, however many hours a week that right. As a football player you're expected to, and then also getting your schedule, classes scheduled that you need to around that set football schedule is a challenge for some, depending on what your major is and what classes you need and when you need them.
I don't have time to go down the rabbit hole right now, but I think what you just laid out, Brady, helps maybe people understand why when you hear athletes say, look, I don't have time to get a job. And that's why, you know, the NIL came into being, because your academics, your athletics, that's a full-time job right there. You know, so I think hopefully people can understand that. We'll come back, talk more with Brady Ewing. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app, this is the Todd Allball Show. It is a Friday, June 9th, 2023. Good afternoon, everybody. It is 1:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we will have national news for you. And then going to our special report this afternoon, the Trump criminal indictment, expecting a live report from the special counsel. Reportedly, he's going to have special statements at the top of the hour. And then we'll get into our special report featuring Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project, our own Matt Flynn, a Matt Flynn directed attorney, Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll and professor emeritus at UW-Madison, and Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, all joining us in hour number two for our special Trump report. Right now, though, our guest this half hour, Brady Ewing, Richland Center native, Wisconsin Badger alum, three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the Badgers football team. Been to a couple of Rose Bowls, as Brady said, and spent 3 years in the NFL talking about all things sports and all things Wisconsin. Brady, the Wisconsin women's hockey team, of course, national champions this year. And a great story coming out of the Wisconsin State Journal today. A headline was exclusive, how lost Wisconsin women's hockey White House invite was found just in time. And apparently what happened is, and it seems odd to me, but the White House sent this stuff to the NCAA. You know, everything goes to the NCAA. And the NCAA sent this invite as the national champions, the invite from the White House to come meet the president, go to the White House. And it was sent by the NCAA and ended up in the spam folder, apparently, at Wisconsin Athletics. And so all these other teams were getting the invites, and the Badgers were like, well, yeah, what about us? And it turns out that they caught it just in the nick of time, and the White House extended a second late invitation. So reports are that the women's hockey team, along with the great coach Mark Johnson, seven-time national champion Mark Johnson of Wisconsin, will be on their way to Washington, D.C. to meet the president and go to the White House to be recognized on Monday. But, Brady, it almost didn't happen.
That's crazy.
Right?
I mean, that's real life, right? I think that anything I've learned throughout my athletic career, you know, as you're behind the scenes on what you see on TV and just these big formal presentations, these really cool things that happen, they're all subject to just the spam folder or the junk folder in the email, right? I mean,
check your spam folder, I guess.
Yeah, holy cow. You think there'd be a little bit more formal phone call or process to that, but I'm glad they caught it. That's
just crazy. Now, you were a three-time Big Ten champion yourself. I had the pleasure of going out and watching you in one of the Rose Bowls out there, a game that I still maintain that the Badgers won. It was stolen by the officials in the last play because Russell Wilson had the ball. He was going to throw it to you in the end zone for a touchdown. Would have won as time expired, but the officials decided to cheat. That's my story. You know what? You don't have to agree with it. I was there. It happened right in front of me.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Right. I'll go after the officials. But it was a great time had by all. But the point is, you were a three-time Big Ten champion. I used to work at the Capitol. Now, Brady, were you ever part of an invite to go to the Capitol, meet the governor?
Not that I'm aware of. I know we had some earlier in my career. We had, I think, some captains go over for a few different things to the Capitol, but
now wait
no,
a minute.
I never had the opportunity to do
three-time Big Ten champion, and we've never gotten you to the Capitol. You never got to go to the governor's conference room and be recognized.
That I never have, Todd.
I thought the atrocity of the Walker administration was Act 10 and Foxconn, but no, the biggest atrocity was Brady Ewing never getting an invite to the Capitol, for God's sake. What is going on?
Yeah, I never did, but that's okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's not all right.
We have to rectify this. I'm going to work on this. We'll find out. We need some bipartisan legislation. Did Russell Wilson ever go?
I have no idea.
Well,
if
I think
he
you
did,
should.
Then I would be up in arms.
You should. You should reach out to him. Of all the things Russell Wilson has on his mind, I want to know right now. I want to know whether he ever went to the Capitol.
He's probably still got that chip on his shoulder if he didn't get that chance, I bet.
he deserves. I think we should bring the two of you back. Who else? It was you and Russell and
Pat Buttram and Aaron Henry.
And Aaron Henry. I've still got.
We were the four captains, yeah.
That year we went to the Rose Bowl, and I went out with my mom, my sister, and brother-in-law, and there was a great pregame or like a luncheon the day before, and they hid like footballs, like paper cutout footballs underneath people's chairs. And my sister, I think, was flirting with one of the ushers, and he told us, he said, look under that chair, go sit over there. He told us where to sit. And so we looked under, we won one of these footballs that was signed by all four of you guys and Brett Bielema at the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I still got it. Still got it in my apartment.
Very cool. Yeah, that was under a big tent, wasn't it?
Yeah, big white tent by the Rose Bowl. Brett Musburger was there.
Yep.
Called that
very
game.
Cool.
Yeah, it was super cool. But so the point is, all four of you guys need to have a ceremony, a makeup ceremony for not going to the Capitol. This is breaking news.
Reports out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the 2012? I think it was the 2012 Rose Bowl against the atrocious Oregon Ducks. Terrible fans, by the way.
I've seen both ends of the spectrum. You see, you know, I didn't notice it much that game, but you know, Michigan State, Ohio State, Iowa, those are always tough places to play. The fans can be kind of vicious at times. And then when I was coaching, we went out to Nebraska, and those fans were like the most cordial,
really
super nice fans. And maybe because I was seeing it from a different lens, from a coach perspective, but we won on a game-winning field goal right towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
And their fans were clapping for us, leaving the field, giving
really?
Us handshakes and high fives. Yeah, it was odd, where I think any other or a number of Big Ten environments, they would have been spitting on you and throwing curse words and all sorts of fun stuff. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because the worst game I ever saw at Camp Randall watching you play was against Nebraska when I took one of my godsons and – these Nebraska, I mean, every other word was the F-bomb. They were drunk off the rear ends. It was terrible. I've said that in my experience, the Ohio State fans were great to us, at least as fans. But Well, Brady.
Was that the first time we played Nebraska at Camp Randall?
It was the one where it was snowing and you guys were down by like a bunch and you came back and won it. It was a big, that big comeback game. I can't remember what year that was.
Hmm.
Anyway. It was snowy. It was a great win, though. A great win by Wisconsin. Brady, you're with us every other week. We appreciate it. Sometimes we talk Badgers. Sometimes we talk the NFL. Of course, next time we'll get into maybe a little bit of the spring training. What do you call it in the NFL? Mini camps or whatever?
OTAs.
Yeah, OTAs. Yep. There you go. We got about 30 seconds left. Jordan Love, do you feel good about do you feel the love come out of Green Bay?
Hey, I did see he was with a bunch of the crew enjoying, you know, somewhere it looks like northern Wisconsin or one of the lakes in the area. So
he's becoming a true Wisconsinite. Very good. Well, that's good news.
Brady, that's right.
Brady Ewing, we appreciate you. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Stay tuned. A special report on Trump next on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.